Praise the Lord. We continue with our series of the believer's authority. That is part three today. And the Bible reading is from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. There we see that we can break the power of the devil. Ephesians 6, 12, it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." Amen. This verse speaks of wicked spirits in the heavenlies. The Word of God teaches us that these evil spirits are fallen angels who have been dethroned by the Lord Jesus Christ. Our contact with these demons should be with the knowledge that Jesus defeated them, spoiled them, and brought them to naught. And now that Jesus has dethroned them, we can reign over them. Originally, God created the earth and gave Adam dominion over it. In other words, Adam was a god of his world. Adam committed high treason and sold out to Satan, and Satan, through Adam, became the god of this world. Adam didn't have the moral right to commit treason, but he had the legal right to do so. Now Satan has a right to be here and be the god of this world until Adam's lease runs out. Satan had the right to rule over us until we became the new creatures and got into the body of Christ, as we see in Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. "Giving thanks unto the Father, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." That's why Satan has no right over us or to dominate us. Yet the average Christian has more faith in Satan's authority and power than in God's. The Bible not only talks about the first man, Adam, but also the second Adam, Jesus Christ, who became our substitute. In 1 Corinthians 15:45, he is called the last Adam, and in verse 47, he is called the second man. All that Jesus did for us, he did it all for us. Our trouble is that we relegate everything into the future. Most church people believe we will exercise our spiritual authority sometime in the millennium or in heaven. If that was so, why does the Bible say Satan will be bound during the millennium? There won't be any need to exercise authority then, because there will be nothing here that will hurt or destroy. It's now, when there is something that will hurt and destroy, that we have to use our authority. But many people believe we can't have anything. They think Satan's running everything here on earth. But we must remember that although we are in the world, we are not of this world. Satan's running a lot of what is here on earth, but he's not running us. Praise God. He's not running the church. He's not dominating us. We can dominate him. We have authority over him. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Does the church today have less authority than right after Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and sitting at the right Father's right hand? If all this had been authority, if he has less authority today, would it have been better if Jesus had not died? But no, bless God, we have authority. We need to build these truths into our lives by meditating and feeding upon them until they become a part of our consciousness. Naturally speaking, we eat certain foods every day because doctors tell us that certain vitamins and minerals and so on are needed for a strong body. There are also spiritual vitamins and minerals we need to take every day to be healthy Christians. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." All the authority that can be exercised upon the earth has to be exercised through the church, because Christ is here in person in his he's not here in person in his physical body. We are the body of Christ. Even though we have prayed, "Now Lord, you do this and that for me," leaving everything up to him, yet he has conferred this authority on earth to the body, the church. Thus, many problems exist because we permit them to happen. We're not doing anything about them. We are the ones who are supposed to do something about these problems in the world. But we're trying to get someone else, including God, to do something about it. We have to take this in, not only into the mind, but into our spirit. We have the understanding and exercise of this authority. When you pray for someone to be saved, don't pray, "God save him or her." It won't work. You can say, "In the name of Jesus, I break the power of the devil over that person, my brother, my sister, my aunt, whatever. I claim his or her salvation." Give the order. Give the order. Don't keep saying or praying it. When a king gives an order, he knows it's going to happen. He gives the order only once. The devil tried to tell you that the person you pray for would never be saved. Shut your mind off. You used the name of Jesus. You broke the power over him and claimed his deliverance and salvation. As long as Satan can keep you in unbelief or hold you in the arena of reason, he'll wipe you off in every battle. But if you hold him in the arena of faith and the spirit, you whip him every time. The most effective way to pray is when you demand your rights. Your rights. Peter at the great, beautiful, gate, beautiful, did not pray for the lame man. He didn't pray for him. They demanded that he be healed. You're not demanding God when you demand your rights. You're demanding of the devil. Jesus made a statement in John 14. He said, whatever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. If he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. He's not talking about prayer. The Greek word here is demand. It's not ask, it's demand. On the other hand, in John 16, 23 and 24, it's talking about prayer. John 16, 23 and 24. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. The Father mentioned in this verse is connected to prayer. But he's mentioned in the passage from John 14. The Greek actually reads, whatever you demand as your rights. Whatever you demand as your rights and privileges. You've got to learn that you have rights. Your rights are in Christ. He has given it to you. When you command spirits who possess a person to get out of him or her and leave, they are going to do it when you have this authority. They have to go out on that once a command has been given in faith. In the Bible we read that when Jesus rebuked the devil, and people sometimes would fall, and the devil would tear them. The devil sometimes tears the person before he leaves for good. Don't give up your faith. The devil knows he has to go because you commanded him to go. Faith is involved in exercising spiritual authority. There are times when evil spirits come out immediately, but if they don't worry. You speak the word of faith and don't get disturbed about it. Base your faith on what the word says. Some people's faith is not based on the Bible, it's based on manifestations. They operate outside faith in a sense of in a sense realm. If they get certain manifestations, they think the devil is God. But he isn't God just because you get a manifestation. He's still there. And you need to know them and exercise your authority. When circumstances don't change immediately, some people become discouraged and slip back into the natural. They start talking unbelief and they defeat themselves. They give the devil dominion over them. As Smith Wigglesworth words often said, I'm not moved by what I see, I'm not moved by what I feel. I move on what I believe. So stand your ground. Stand your ground. When someone scolds you or steals from you, you can know that this is an evil spirit. So you are not killing the person, but the spirit. Remember your authority over spirits. Command the spirit to stop the action. then believe that what was stolen will be returned. So we can and should rise up against the devil. So many Christians are living depressed lives. They think everybody is against them. Constantly, they live with a bad conscience. They never realize that we have authority over every evil. No devil can attack you because you are in Christ. If they would attack you, you would first have to attack Christ because you are in Him. Recently, I read in a magazine where a man wrote that all the manifestations like speaking in tongues, healing the sick, casting out evil spirits had ceased when the apostles died. What a poor gospel these people are preaching. They take off all the power that is in the name of Jesus. They are blind guides, and many follow them and live in misery. Stand up, read the Bible, and embrace the authority you have in Jesus Christ. As Christians, we should not be defeated, we should always be victorious. We have a God who loves us and does not want us to suffer. Most of our suffering comes because of wrong decisions. Therefore, it's important that we live in Christ and walk in the step with the Spirit. Allow Him to fill your life and use you as you operate God's authority in this world.